take control of the airwaves toll-free.
Rolling to hour number three. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. That is a SACL CAI toll-free line. Our website is freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Because I mentioned it, not because we want to harp on this police thing, but because I mentioned it, and we'll get to the money tips here in a moment. Here's the story from Albany. Another story from Albany involving cops out of control. 2 years ago, this is from timesunion.com, Tund Clement stepped off a bus at the city's main terminal downtown. Clement, a black man, was carrying a backpack and coming from New York City. That may have been enough to pique the interest of undercover sheriff's investigators scanning the crowd with their eyes. They cornered Clement and began peppering him with questions. He was quickly handcuffed and falsely arrested. He was then taken to the station to be strip-searched and then to a hospital, where doctors forcibly sedated him with a cocktail of powerful drugs, including one that clouded his memory of the incident.
Good Lord.
A camera was inserted in his rectum. He was forced to vomit, and his blood and urine were tested for drugs and alcohol. Scans of his digestive... Yes, this is
nuts. This guy hasn't been charged with anything?
Scans of his digestive system were performed using X-ray machines, according to hospital records obtained by the Times Union. The search, conducted without a search warrant, came up empty. So, in all, Clement spent more than 10 hours in custody before being released with nothing
Lucky
more...
Lucky him, because they could have just, you know, said that they came up with something.
Well, they found nothing more, or they gave him, rather, nothing more than an appearance ticket for resisting arrest, a charge that was later dismissed. For years, the Albany County Sheriff's Department's controversial tactics at the downtown bus depot have drawn harsh criticism from defense attorneys and civil rights advocates. 7 years ago, the state's highest court issued a searing rebuke of their methods while overturning the conviction of a passenger who'd been carrying 3 ounces of cocaine. The Court of Appeals said it was improper for the investigators to board buses from New York City and flash their badges, waiting for passengers to react. The operations have continued and have been mostly successful from the department's perspective, but not always. An arrest 2 years ago involving a man found with a kilo of cocaine in his backpack was subsequently thrown out by an Albany County judge who ruled the cops had no legitimate reason to approach and question the man. Well, now, that's interesting because the cops have always got they don't have to have a reason to question you. So I'm surprised the judge ruled in that way. Cops can approach you at any time. It's called a contact. They don't need a warrant. They don't need reasonable suspicion. They don't need probable cause. All they have to have is just they don't like you, or for whatever reason, they're suspicious of you.
But I believe all you have to do is identify yourself. You don't have to answer their questions.
As I understand it, you don't have to do anything. But I'm not a lawyer. I'm not.
But they can do this terry pat while they're talking to you. So at this point, they've gotten your name and they felt you all over.
Well, as I understand it, and law enforcement officers that might be listening can call in and really give us the scoop, but as I understand it, if a cop approaches you on the street, you can pretend like he is not there and just walk the other way.
I thought you had to have probable cause or at least reasonable suspicion for a terry pat. I don't think they can just walk up to you and say, "Haul," and then do it. If you
That's
let them do
question.
It, I just walk away and be like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, I don't know what the actual... Terry pats may only be legitimate in a vehicle pullover. I'm not sure. That's another question for a law enforcement officer. Because the idea there is the cop can terry pat you if he suspects you might have a weapon.
But why
on you.
A vehicle pullover?
I don't know, Mark. Would love to have Leo call in on this one. Anyway, so the Albany County judge threw out one particular case where he said the cops had no reason to approach and question a man. During the hearing that led to that dismissal, the defendant's attorney accused the sheriff's investigator of lying and embellishing his testimony by using precise language. He said, "I sensed criminality was afoot," directly from the Court of Appeals ruling, according to a court transcript. Kinlan, an Albany defense attorney since the early 70s, said the bus station searches have endured no matter what courts have decided since the early 1980s. Isn't that interesting? The courts have ruled that this is not something they should be doing, but yet they keep doing it. Why is it that nothing happens as a result of this? I mean, the courts have made it pretty clear, but the cops keep doing it. Nothing happens. It's apparently been going on for decades at the Albany bus station. Why is that? Well, who's going to enforce it?
The cops.
Right. The same department that was ruled against?
You do have recourse when you go to court if the search was something that the courts have ruled against, and you can cite that as precedent.
But how many people go to court?
Well, that's probably the problem.
Right.
Is one case is, okay, well, if these people fight this in court, it'll get thrown out. But how many of these guys are going to plea once we find the drugs on them? 90%, 95%?
Probably 99%. I'd love to see the statistics on that. How many drug offenders, when they were given the opportunity to take a plea bargain or take it to court, take the plea?
And that's not just drugs. That's everything.
Large.
Yeah, that's true. Donnelly and I were 20 years ago, excuse me, says the defense attorney, they hired a private investigator to stake out the bus station and monitor the detectives working there. The two attorneys, or the people that were doing the investigating, were hearing that just about every black man who came through the bus station was literally being grabbed and dragged into the men's room and searched. Occasionally, of course, they would get lucky and find some drugs, but the vast overwhelming majority of black men searched were clean. At the time, the bus station details... And by the way, black people don't use drugs any more than white people. Sorry, that's not true. Black people get arrested for drugs more often than white people because of cops like this. Because of racist cops that target black people, or in some cases Hispanics, depending on where you live. But target people of a different color than them. That's why they get arrested in higher numbers. Because of crap like this. Anyway, at that time, the bus station details were being manned by the Albany Police Department, which later discontinued the practice. Sheriff's Inspector, a longtime vice detective, took over the bus operation, blah, blah, blah. Burke, who runs the sheriff's drug interdiction unit, said investigators need a reasonable suspicion to stop and frisk someone. That could be something as subtle as a passenger walking out an entrance door. What? Leaving a bag unattended or going into a bathroom stall and not pulling down his or her pants. It's not profiling, said Burke.
What if they only pull them down, like, partially? You know, some people are weird about bathrooms. They don't
That's
want
true.
People to actually think that they're, you know, doing something in there, so they'll try to, you know, hide what it is they're doing.
Or maybe you don't want your pants to touch the nasty old floor.
There you go.
He says it's not profiling. We look for indicators. Records show many people arrested
when I was younger, I didn't want to make any noise in the bathroom. I was embarrassed.
Sheriff's investigators are minorities, including four people arrested last year. Yet in the case of Tund, Clement is like no other on record and raises questions about how many liberties the drug investigators are taking with suspects they handcuff. Clement, who is a convicted drug dealer with a lengthy criminal record, is serving time in state prison for a separate offense. He's filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against the Sheriff's Department and the Albany Medical Center Hospital. He claims that when officials strapped him down and injected him with drugs against his will and with no medical need or emergency, he was a victim of assault and battery. His rights under the First, Fourth, and Fourteenth Amendments were also violated, according to a federal complaint filed by his attorney. The allegations come at a time when Burke's drug interdiction unit was recently accused by an Albany detective of being negligent, reckless, and poorly supervised. The detective's thumb was shot off by a sheriff's investigator during a bungled drug raid, last summer, and his career is in question. An internal affairs investigation of the incident reached the same conclusion about the unit's poor supervision and recommended discipline against Burke and the other members of his unit, according to confidential sources. So, the internal affairs investigation even found that this drug interdiction squad is just awful and really needs some serious discipline. What do you think happened?
Nothing.
Nothing. No action was taken. For reasons never outlined in court records, Burke's investigators zeroed in on Clement that Monday morning. They cut him off and started asking questions as he tried to exit the bus terminal. Clement, whose criminal record consists mostly of drug convictions, tried to brush past. He told cops he didn't have to answer questions, and he is correct. They pushed him against a wall, frisked him, searched his backpack, and charged Clement with resisting arrest after finding no drugs or weapons. Show records. Under the law, the sheriff's investigators needed reasonable suspicion to stop Clement that day. They also needed to charge him with more than just resisting arrest, which requires a person to commit some other underlying crime. You have to be being arrested for something to resist the arrest.
Makes sense.
Their mistake would lead a city court judge to throw out the misdemeanor charge 9 months later. Which, by the way, cops make mistakes all the time. And this is yet another reason why people who are facing drug possession charges, for instance, should seriously consider challenging it, should consider taking it to trial. The number one reason is because if everybody took them to trial, the system would crash. They wouldn't be able to handle all the cases. But the second reason is the cops blow it. Sometimes they don't cross the right T's and dot the right I's, and the whole case can be thrown out as a result of that. But if you don't take it to court, you'll never know. More on the way, you can take control of the rest of this story, this tragic situation in Albany. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features for free. So enjoy those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just grab them right off the front page of the website, free at freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
Continuing the story here of just an awful situation, another one out of Albany. We've had two of them tonight just because, well, apparently there's a lot of corrupt cops in the Albany area. But these things can happen anywhere. And these stories typically do happen but normally they don't actually make it out into the public view. A lot of the police corruption and harassment of innocent people that you see and nonviolent folks, it goes unsung. Because many of these people, they get arrested, they don't want it to, you know, they don't want to make a big stink about it, they just want to shove it under the rug and forget about it and, you know, pay the fine, plead out, and move on with their lives. So there are a lot of cases that are probably similar to this man's case, though this is certainly taking it to an extreme. Just so you know, this isn't that unusual, it's just he's actually suing the cops, so that's why a lot of this information is coming out. What happened was they were observing the Greyhound bus station, apparently as they've done for decades, even though it has been ruled against in the courts. The courts have said, you should not be doing this, this is wrong. They continue to do it because no one's going to enforce on the government, except for the government, and the government doesn't enforce on itself.
Not very well.
So they pulled the black gentleman as he was getting off the bus aside and started asking him questions. He told them that he didn't have to answer their questions, which was when they shoved him up against the wall and started searching him. They apparently then charged him with resisting arrest, even though they weren't arresting him for anything.
He didn't go bounce hard enough when they shoved him against the wall.
Yeah, and so that it was the fact that they charged him for resisting arrest that led a city court judge to throw out the misdemeanor charge 9 months later. Minutes after being led from the bus station in handcuffs, Mr. Clement was taken to a sheriff's department holding cell in the bowels of the county's sprawling downtown judicial center. He was forced to strip naked, squat, and cough, as investigators wrongly concluded he was hiding drugs inside his body, according to a federal complaint. The investigators claim to have seen something white protruding from Clement's rectum during a strip search, according to hospital records. But it's not clear why Clement, who was arrested for a misdemeanor, was strip-searched in the first place. Well, the reason why is because these cops are scum.
So he was resisting arrest, but they were only arrested him for nothing.
Right. Upstairs in the county judicial center was mid-morning on a Monday, and a smattering of judges were on the bench in their chambers, available at a moment's notice to consider any search warrant applications, yet a request was never made. Instead, just before noon, Clement, fully shackled and still in custody for a minor offense, shuffled into Albany Medical Center Hospital with a phalanx of cops at his side, hospital records show. He was locked in a gurney and listened anxiously as a group of doctors and nurses debated the cops' request to have Clement forcibly sedated so his body could be searched for drugs. The doctors asked Clement to sign a consent form.
Sometimes people die from being sedated.
But he refused to sign the consent form.
Good for him.
The medical doctors show one of the medical records show one of the doctors placed a call to the hospital's risk management director to assess the liability exposure of what they were about to do. Now, just as an aside, we've talked quite a bit in the past about authority and obedience to it, and how it affects people. How somebody standing there with a badge and a uniform and an authoritative
saying,
demeanor,
do this.
Right, can affect people. In this case, what is it that doctors swear? Don't they have a Hippocratic oath?
Do no harm.
Do no harm. Well, you tell me if you think the doctors violated their oath in this case. The medical records again show the doctors were calling the risk management director. In some cases, prisoners or people under arrest can be forcibly sedated without a court order if they're in imminent danger, such as when a bag of drugs bursts open inside them and they begin to have a seizure or fall unconscious. But the hospital's records indicate that Clement was behaving normally and showed no signs of any medical emergency. Spoke to Shirley of Risk Management, a physician wrote, documenting the medical decision, okay to treat, sedate, and remove foreign object body against patient's will despite his personal refusal. The following month, Clement received a $6,792 bill from Albany Medical for the procedures.
Hospital ridiculous.
Hospital records indicate the final diagnosis is hemorrhoids. A spokeswoman for Albany Medical Center declined to comment 2 weeks ago on its policies regarding forcible sedations. A spokeswoman also declined to comment on why the hospital didn't require police to obtain a search warrant that day. Nationwide evidence obtained during forcible sedations of people by medical facilities has been challenged in various courts, but most of those cases involved in instances where police had search warrants. So in this case, I mean, this is just one of the most outrageous cases of all time.
It sounds pretty outrageous.
Elmer Streeter.
He didn't sue the hospital?
I'm not sure about
I
that.
I think getting the bill in the mail would probably push me over the edge just to sue them out of spite.
I might have read it and not really internalized that. Elmer Streeter, a spokesman for the hospital, said the hospital considers a patient's This was a different hospital. Said the hospital considers a patient's ability to give consent paramount. He said there's some leeway given to doctors, and the leeway is, again, what is a potential harm to the patient. It doesn't seem that with a conscious and alert patient that people could take action without the patient's consent. If a court order were to exist, that might force us to override it. While Clement's case is arguably one of the more egregious on record, Kinlan said there are examples of civil rights violations at the bus station that date back for decades. In 1992, he represented a Boston man who won a $200,000 verdict against the Albany police after he was roughed up and falsely arrested during a bus station stop. If the cops do a bad search...
See, $200,000, it's chump change. That what they right. what the rulings are against the government. If it was Coca-Cola, if it was McDonald's, if it was one of these large corporations that roughed somebody up at the bus stop, oh my God, we'd come down on them.
McDonald's,
come down on them like the hammer of God.
Well, McDonald's get what $1 million lawsuit slapped against them for their coffee being too hot.
That was overturned, but yeah.
Right, but I mean, they got slapped with the suit, and you know.
But these are the kind of verdicts the juries come up with in the case of big corporations. But somehow the government manages to slide by.
And if this next quote from one of the lawyers doesn't really sum it up, I don't know what does. He says, if the cops do a bad search and find nothing, there's usually no legal consequence. Any such victim is usually just glad to get away with his skin still on.
Mm.
If the cops find drugs...
Those are the kind of people that they target, too. Those the kind of people that would be happy to just get away from the cops.
Here's the rest of the quote. If the cops find drugs, since the penalties are so severe, the defendant is almost always eager to make a deal, to take the plea bargain, he said. The cops realize very quickly they can get away with anything they want. And boy, do they ever. 1-800-259-9231. Your reactions, your thoughts. We continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to James in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James. James, New York?
I'm in on this situation between New Albany. I know somewhat the area. I live downstate, but I have daughters that live up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this whole thing has a common denominator. I've been listening to what other people have said. I'm 59 years old, and I've been around. I've lived in Manhattan. I've seen like a... For instance, like the movie American Gangster or Air America, Mel Gibson. And it's Hollywood, but there's a strong element of truth in these type of films of what reality goes on and what the average well-meaning citizen thinks goes on, okay?
Yep, and, they're two totally different things, and I'll let you continue in a moment. Hang on, 800-259-9231. The Gord Captain's on the line as well. We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind, even in these remaining moments. We'll save the money thing for tomorrow night because we probably can't get through that in a segment. More on the way. You can take control. Still plenty of time for your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. If you bring up anything, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. And that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark, join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The wiki's there. We've got over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. You can edit the wiki to your heart's content. It's free. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com.
If you haven't got a will, you're subjecting your family and your loved ones to all kinds of arduous stuff that they have to deal with the government. You need to have a will. If you've got anything, if you own a home, or, you know, own, if the bank owns the home and you pay them on a monthly basis for it, that's owning a home. If you own a home, your family, you need a will to protect your family. So go to LegalZoom.com. You can make legal documents, reliable legal documents, fast and easily. You can do it in minutes, LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL and you save $10. I did it. It was fast and easy. They aren't kidding you.
1-800-259-9231. All right. Back to the phone calls. James was on the line, and I believe still is, in New York. You were telling us about the situation there, because we've been actually talking, kind of focusing in on the police corruption, specifically in New York. But, of course, we are aware these things are going on across the country. So don't think that you're...
Just, it's not just... to me, the common denominator is a moral and ethical one, okay? I've been around long enough on the planet, and what I feel, whether it be the medical industry, whether it be... the banking, you know, Wall Street, we see scandals all the time. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out if you're a police officer, whether it be in Albany or whatever part of the country you work, that if one of those guys, by some stroke, you know, freak accident, his daughter and or wife, some guy decided to practice gynecology on the street on his wife, he'd be pretty upset. So he doesn't have to be the sharpest pencil in the box to understand that. If, in fact, these two fellows did do this thing, okay, let's give them the benefit of that. I will, anyway, until we're proven guilty. But it seems pretty reasonable so far that they probably just did take place.
But the problem is they won't ever be proven guilty because the whole department is actively covering up the activity.
You're right. I agree with you. I agree with what you say. And this happens, you know, this whole thing is like... anybody, like for instance, in history, anybody that's familiar with the China tea ships, you know, there was no tea in those ships, you know, as many people know historically today. there was opium and things like this being carried. You know, some mm-hmm. some of the ships and some weren't. So there's an drugs doesn't get into this country by some petty anti-crack dealer and opium.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen that way.
No, you've got to have assets. And you've got to have money, serious money, to bring lots of drugs in.
Yes, and I mean, you know, there's a lot of examples. And you know, I don't want to spend much time, but I mean, there's many examples of this happening. I think the police, they know where to go and where to stop. You know, who to deal with and who not to deal with. You know, depending on you know, their knowledge of the subject matter. So the war on drugs to me is a big farce.
Oh, absolutely, and it needs to end. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And the cops do know what they're doing. In fact, most of the time, they get away with it clean. They get away with it, and they just, you know, they run roughshod over people's lives, and as the lawyer was saying in the article, most people are just, they just feel relieved to get out of the system, and they're not interested in challenging anything. They just want to be left alone. And I don't blame them for that.
Well, you see, like, I'm sure you're familiar with the issue of the woman in Ohio that was strip searched.
Uh-huh, yep.
All right.
She called the cops. That's what they did to her.
I'm sorry?
So that woman called the cops, by the way. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I'm familiar with the thing. Yeah. I've seen the thing on YouTube.
Right.
And or down in Florida, the guy in the wheelchair.
Right.
You know, this attitude is prevalent, you know, with the police, you know, with the police and a lot of people in society. And I think it all comes back to, you know, having some kind of morals and ethics that will prevent you, your conscience, from doing things like this. Say this is wrong. Now, if you're a police officer, I'll use another illustration. I'll stop talking. Like Serpico, the movie. You know, if you do the right thing, you'll wind up guarding the buoy in Sheepshead Bay in Brooklyn.
You got it. That's what all the cops have told us. There's no doubt about it. Thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it, sir. 800-259-9231.
Well, it kind of goes back to what we were saying earlier in the evening, is sort of the dilemma between the morals and the ethics of the scenario. Rob brought it up earlier, and I think that it might be true. Ethics is sort of consistency. Morality is sort of the right and wrong mm-hmm. of it. And you've got these, you know, the cops that are hired to act ethically and to enforce laws
immoral
that are
laws.
Immoral.
Right.
And that's going to confuse anyone.
It's a mess.
You know, at that point, you're enforcing immoral laws, but even if you're trying to do it ethically, you're doing the wrong thing. So therefore, you find that you want to get the guys that are perpetrating they're perpetrating the crimes, and it's just confusing.
But
no cop should be
there is a difference.
Scenario.
There is a difference between planting evidence on somebody and finding drugs on them. I mean, granted, what they're doing is immoral. The job that they're doing is immoral. There are constraints on police officers in this country. They're supposed to have a reason to search you, not mm-hmm. just make up reasons. They have to have a reason to detain you, not just trump up charges. So there are two levels to this, but I'd rather have a cop that was going to treat me within the bounds of how he's supposed to treat me, even if he's trying to find some reason to arrest me for something, than a cop who's just going to plant drugs
just rogue,
in my pocket.
A rogue
yeah.
cop. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's two levels here. They can be immoral and unethical, or immoral and ethical.
Yep, and the whole system is just—it's just awful. You know, even though the rules are out there, it's very clear they just aren't following them. And not only that, when they aren't following their own rules, the other people that are supposed to be whatever the checks and balance are—the judicial system, for instance—they aren't enforcing their own rules on the cops. Either that, or there's no mechanism to do it. So, as they were saying, the cops in Albany have been enforcing against the rulings of the courts at that Greyhound station for decades, and nothing can be done about it. So, again, we always come back to the question of, all right, well, you guys love to talk about all these bad cop stories. In fact, I got an email recently from somebody saying, well, or I think it was a post on the BBS, well, you know, you guys are always talking about these bad cop stories. What are the solutions? And we've talked about the solutions before, and they always are worth mentioning. My solution, of course, I mean, Mark's, I think your solution is to end the war on drugs. That would be a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
But that doesn't solve the problem.
The first step would just be in the war on marijuana. But
that's a good first step.
As far as I'm concerned.
But the whole thing's got to go.
Right. As far as I'm concerned, a person should be able to put in their body whatever they want. It's their body.
Because right. if you just end the war on marijuana, then all of a sudden, if you're a black person, then you're a coke suspect. Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't really change anything. So you have to change the system. You have to change the incentives. And the fact is, the way the system is constructed today, As the lawyer put it earlier, the cops know they can get away with anything. So are virtually anything. And they do. They try and they get away with it most all of the time. And so what you need to do is you change the system to where it's no longer, it's basically to where it's no longer the government police as we know them. Where we go back to a peace officer situation, where the cops can't be out there enforcing laws that don't have anything to do with harming other people. If the only crimes in society are crimes that involve damage to another person, to their body,
right,
to their property,
people should be bringing charges against other people. That's how it was at one point, and that's the right way to do it. The state shouldn't be bringing charges against people. You're talking about victimless crimes there. If there's no victim, there is no crime.
Right, and it's actively out. Its agents, the state's agents, are actively out looking for people to arrest them for victimless crimes, to put them in prison.
I'm not saying that everything that's done out there that doesn't result in a victim is a good thing. I'm absolutely not saying that. But I am telling you, if there's no victim, why are we putting people in prison?
Right. So if all we're doing is looking for real criminals, people hurting other people, then even if it were still the government police, even then it wouldn't attract the sadists like it does today. Because the police know they have the power, they know they have the ability to wield it over others, and so it attracts the wrong kind of people. And that's not to say there aren't good cops. There are. Some of them are good guys. But there are way too many bad guys out there, and it's because of the system and the incentives it creates. The best option, of course, would be to turn to the free marketplace for protection, where we can actually have the element of competition involved. Whereas if you have competition involved, and people are actually free to hire the people they want to protect them, then that completely eliminates the problem with sadists. Completely eliminates the problem with sickos, because if you've got sick cops and bad guys, then they just stop getting their paychecks, because no one's going to buy their services. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is George Winters Ferry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.heaitonline.com. That's HEAITONLINE.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. If you make it now, 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Is Ian here with you?
And Nick.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online. freetalklive.com. The features we give away, if you like the show and you want to help support us, then you can go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know you've got to do the shopping anyway, so get it done online and get a great deal. Get the brands you're looking for. Over 41 categories for you to shop in. Anything you purchase, Free Talk Live will get a cut, and that even includes used items. I mean, they've got it all at Amazon. New, used, furniture, electronics, I mean, books, you name it. They sell it, and we'll get a cut if you enter through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. So consider that your personal portal for all your shopping needs. Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. We go to your phone calls, and we'll give you an update on Real ID here in a moment. Let's talk to the Gord Captain in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I'd probably buy more on Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. I've been getting kind of financially a bit boring lately because you spend all the time just justifying your beliefs.
What are you talking about? Well, you have to give us an example.
Thing, we were just going over again, you know, not all cops are bad, but this doesn't get very fun after you've listened to it a dozen times or so.
The problem with this, Gord Captain, is we have two different types of audience out there. We have the podcast listeners, and we have the the regular radio listeners. And most radio listeners listen to a radio show 15 minutes. The rabid ones listen to an hour a day. Whereas podcast listeners and live listeners, those kind of people, the people that listen on their computers, they listen to all 3 hours, 6 days a week. And, you know, so we have to kind of balance these two. When a radio listener gets on and they just hear us railing on the cops and they're really pro-cop, you know, it's not really fair to them to not mention that. And
so are you complaining because we're talking about
5 seconds for us to make that statement? So
right,
we do.
I missed it. What were you complaining about? Are you complaining because we're talking about bad cop stories or because I mentioned that there are good cops out there?
It's just that it just feels kind of repetitive. I think I just had more fun if I could find a podcast like this.
I'm sorry?
Just kind of being repetitive, listening to the same episode after episode. That's not what I called about.
Well, what did you call about?
Well, the Ohio primary took place today, and oddly enough, my parents, who are about as Republican as you can get, support the war on terror, war on drugs and stuff like that, voted for Ron Paul.
They voted for Ron Paul?
Because he was the only candidate they could vote for and not feel dirty if he got elected.
Well, McCain's gonna make a lot of Republicans feel really bad about voting Republican this year. I've got to say that, I don't even know what I'm going to do with the national election at this point. If Ron Paul is not the Republican nominee, and I don't think he's going to be, and I don't think he's going to run third party, and I don't think he's going to run Libertarian, so I don't think he's going to be on the ticket.
Hey, Mark, you said all that stuff last week on this show.
Oh, shut up.
Thanks for the call, Gord Captain. 800-259-9231. Just a quick news flash for those of you that don't know much about this business in the world of radio. Fact is, the same topics come up again and again.
I'm afraid they do.
Even if we didn't bring them up again and again, and it's always different. I mean, do you want us to come across a story about the cops, violating a woman's internals? Do you want us to come across that story and just ignore it?
Because we've already done an anti-cop story this month.
Not talk about it? I'm sorry. I'm not going to ignore that. And there's a bunch of stories we can talk about. I've got all kinds of show prep here, and, you know, the phone lines are always open. This is the show. You can bring up anything.
And
all you have to do is call
it's
in.
It's true. It's shocking. It's repetitive, and it's over and over again that the government is violating our rights, be it a national, a state, or a municipal level. The government is out there, and its minions, and their legion, are out there messing up day after day and wasting your money and wasting your time and hurting people. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that because, well, that's kind of what we do.
Or we could talk about politics for 3 hours. How about that?
And you know the evidence is out there that of all the great radio talk show hosts that have led the way before us, they say the same things over and over again. I can tell you what Rush's show is. Democrats suck.
Bill Clinton.
Yeah, Bill Clinton. If Hillary gets beaten by Obama in this, what's Rush going to do? Because
he told people to vote for Hillary, I heard he was advocating people go vote for Hillary.
I think that's a stretch as to what he said.
I don't know, man.
He said he wanted to see Hillary stay in the race, but yeah, I don't think he advocated anybody.
I heard that he and other conservative hosts have advocated their listeners change their registration to Democrat so they can vote for Hillary.
Well, I don't know. I got to say, if I've got to choose between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, just those two choices, if I have to make the choice between those two, I would rather see Hillary Clinton in the office than Barack Obama. Just because I think that the economy's on a downhill slide right now. Bad thing.
You think she'd be worse than Obama, and so therefore that's
no,
what
I think
want?
She would be better. Her husband's been in there. He's going to have some kind of experience in handling handling is not the right word when it comes to the economy, in riding the bucking bronco that is the economy. And I just, I think that it's going to be worse if Obama gets in than Clinton. And it's going to be one of those two.
Well, it's incalculable, Mark.
I think it'll be effectively the same, and
yes.
You're talking about a minutia's difference. Is
absolutely.
What we're talking about.
I'm not talking about a minutia's difference.
Right.
No. I'm talking about the difference between the Clinton presidency and the Carter presidency. That's the kind of minutia I'm talking about.
Yeah, not much difference.
Yeah,
Clinton
I'm with Nick
mostly
on this.
Limited by the fact that there was a Republican Congress.
He was mostly limited by that.
He would have been about the same as Carter, and, he was pretty bad on the gun issue, for one, which kind of made up for not going nuts on economic policy.
I'm getting told that apparently Rush did tell his listeners to vote for Clinton.
All right, let's bring up another topic we brought up before several times. Real ID. Nick,
well,
what's the story?
It's finally going to become a real issue. This from the AP. Homeland Security officials are pushing recalcitrant states to adopt stricter driver's licenses standards to end a standoff that could disrupt domestic air travel. States have less than a month to send a letter to the Homeland Security Department seeking an extension to comply with the Real ID law passed following the 2001 terror attacks.
Most of them have filed for the extension.
Most of them have. Even, I think there's about 19 states that are sort of not going to comply, but they filed for the extension to buy time and put this off.
Mm-hmm.
Some states have resisted, saying that it is costly, impractical, and an invasion of privacy. Four states, Maine, Montana, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, have yet to seek an extension. And it was my understanding that Governor Lynch here in New Hampshire was going to ask for an extension. He received many phone calls and emails. From what I've heard, we may not be seeking any extension at all. So we have.
I saw the Ridley Report on that today. RidleyReport.com, he actually read the letter from Governor Lynch, and his interpretation was that it was absolutely not kowtowing.
Right. But Lynch was going to do this a few weeks ago, so activism actually made a difference here as far as what the governor has decided to do.
Free state project making a difference.
We have until the end of March to ask for the extension, March 31st, and states which do not do it by that deadline, their residents will be subjected to a secondary screening by security workers before boarding any domestic flight beginning May 11th this year.
That's the way to treat citizens.
So your ID will not count at the airport if you're from New Hampshire, Montana, South Carolina.
It's a bluff.
No, I think
we're going to find out for sure come up May 11th.
I think they'll enforce it. And you know what? I don't think it's that big a deal.
You don't think it's a big deal?
Secondary search.
For every single passenger?
From New Hampshire, Maine, maybe at the airports
that's
in New Hampshire and
significant
Maine.
Delays.
There is almost
How many times have you been to the airport in New Hampshire? There's not a significant amount of people getting on the plane.
That's my point. Is that this is people from Montana, Maine, New Hampshire, and South Carolina.
Right.
The whole population
is hire a few more TSA bureaucrats.
Yeah. In New Hampshire, it'll make a difference. At Manchester Airport, people leaving from Manchester, that's going to make a slowdown at Manchester. But in New York City, not going to be that many New Hampshire people.
I see what you're saying.
The bureaucrats will probably just have to actually do 10 more minutes of work a day.
And I hope you're wrong about this one. We'll find out. All in good time here. I think they're going to extend it, and we'll find out that they were full of it. But I hope you're wrong. I hope you're wrong on this one, because if they do go that direction, then that's another huge step down the road to the police state.
Well, these other states,
which we're already in.
These other states are asking for an extension, but they're likely not going to change the resolutions and laws they passed against it. So I think the extension is buying time until, like, this fall. So we're going to deal with it this spring. The extension buys them like 6 months.
I thought it was a couple more years. I think it's like 2011.
I don't think so. I think you can buy a certain number of months, but they have to start the process of complying. I don't think they have to have a fully compliant ID, but they have to start the process to comply.
So
yeah,
what's the answer to this?
Months.
What's the person do?
What do you mean? About what?
About getting the secondary screening and that kind of thing. What do you think?
Well, if you have to fly for business or whatever, then you're going to have to submit. I mean, what else are you going to do?
You can get a passport if you would rather bow and get a passport than do secondary searches every time.
I have a passport.
Well, then
I
you're
need a passport to travel inside the United States?
Yeah,
there you go.
Awesome.
That's a federally approved ID. It's
welcome
compliant.
To the police state, my friends. It has been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
We'll return tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hemp you.